Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Ili Nishmas, Maron Agoin, Beryl Schwarzman, Zechet Tzadik Levrocha. It's his Yortzeit, Yod Cheshvan coming up. And we've started a series of learning his Ma'amarim on Shabbos, Pilei Plos. We'll continue, Mirtz Hashem. It's clear that there's a connection between Kedushas Shabbos, as we spoke about in the previous shiur, and the Mikdash. In the Mikdash it says, V'asu li Mikdash v'shachanti b'soichem. The Ramban writes, and the Maisa HaShulchan v'asisla zirzov saviv, sh'zeh sod HaShulchan, sh'birch atz Hashem me'esa esa olam, v'asiri yesh me'ayna v'al olam kemen hagoi noyeg, v'chsi v'yar elokim es kol asher v'asa v'hinei tov me'oid. Aval, כאשר יהיה שם שורש דבר, תחול עליו הברכה, ותוסיף בו כאשר אמר אלישה, הגידי לי מה יש לך בבייס וכל הברכה לסוך שמן ומול לכל הכל. וליהו, כדי כמח לא כל זה, וצפיך את השמן לא חסר. וכן, השולחן בלחם הפנם, ויסחו לברכה, וממנו יבוא הסבל לכל ישראל, ולכן אמרו כל כהן שמגיע כפול, אוכל ושבע. אומר הרמב"ן, and the Maisa HaShulchan, that you should make a Zer Zov, you should make a crown of gold around it, that's the secret of the Shulchan. The Birchas Hashem, the blessing of Hashem from the beginning of the world, is that there's no Yesh Me'ayin. God doesn't create anything anymore. Ab Nishio, something from nothing. Olam Kiminago Noeg, he saw what he created, it was very good, and there's no need now for new creations. But when you have the shoresh, then the brach is chal, like Elisha said, to bring me the a little bit of shemen, and we'll make a lot of shemen. And Eliyahu also, Melachim Aleph Yitzayin Tazayin, Karakemach Lo Kolsa, Vitzapichis Hashemen Lo Chaser. You can just keep adding and nothing is lacking. They tell the same stories about the Baba Sali. So you just keep pouring. And as long as you start with something, you know, as long as you start with a yesh, then there would be a miracle. So the bracha is always chal on something that already exists. And also in the Shulchan, the Lechem Aponim, that's where the bracha is chal. It starts with that, and then from there it spreads, it expands to the rest of the world. And that, since this is the Shorash HaBracha, Chazal say that a Kohen could get Kippur, just a little tiny bit, and he would already be satiated from that. Biyur adavar, rak b'maase b'reishit nevra yesh me'ayin. Only in maase b'reishis was there a bria of yesh me'ayin. Me'az tachul ha'bracha ala yesh. And then from that time on, bracha schal on yesh. No more yesh me'ayin, there has to be a yesh to start with. Ve'bracha zo, כלולים שני דברים. האחד, שהמעט לא ייגמר ויהיה לה הרבה. השני, שיתגבר באיכותו. לאמור, גם המעט, למרות שאינו אלא מעט, יפעל כמו הרוב. In other words, only in Ma'ase Bereishis we had a yesh me'ayin, and then from that time on, brachas chal only on yesh. And in this bracha is included two things. Number one, that the little bit will not be finished, it'll become a lot. In other words, there'll be a quantitative addition. And number two, she is gabre be'ichuso. There'll also be an addition in the quality to say that even a little bit, even though it's only a little bit, will be like a lot. It'll be of higher quality, and it will be plentiful. Like we say by Shmita, v'natna aretz piriya ve'achaltem lasova v'sfono sham shemisha botech ochel kema u'mitbarech b'me'av. Like it says by Shechita, that the earth is going to give its fruits, and you're going to eat satisfactorily. So the Sforno says that there are two options. One is the quality option, that you can eat a little bit, and then it'll be blessed in your stomach, and you won't need to eat more. And then for the Chalash Emunah, for those of a weak faith, they'll see an addition in Kamus, in the quantity. So that's what the bracha here is, that it's either going to be, when you have bracha, it's either going to be a lot in the quantity, or the quality is going to be so great it's going to be like a lot. You're not going to need more. It's not going to be necessary, because it's going to be of such high quality, the little bit you have is going to suffice. Beit HaMikdash nityached kemakom shebo notra birkat Hashem. Shevihinei tov meod kemo kodem achet, lefnei shechala kelelat, b'ze atapecha tochal lachem. Beis HaMikdash was a place where the brach of Hashem, of Vihinei tov meod, remained like at the b'riyas ha'olam. That's why the Ramban quotes the pasuk, v'yara lakim is kol asher asa Vihinei tov meod. So the Tov Mo'od is like it was at the Bria. So the Cheda Egel didn't touch the Mikdash, and therefore it has Torah's Bracha. Ve'achen la'sovrim she'al binyan ha'mishkan nitztavu acharei Cheda Egel hu nityached ki kiton echad b'lashon ha'midrash b'lichet she'en po ha'pgima she'pogem ha'chet b'makom ba'aretz. Those who hold that the tzivui of the Binyan HaMishkan was after the Cheda Egel, so it was a kiton echad, it was one little booth that Hashem asked us to make for him, a cubicle, what they call it today, without sin, that doesn't have the pegima of the chet. So we had the Cheda Egel, and this is that one nikud in the Bria that wasn't touched by the Cheda Egel. Shabbos is a mikdash in time, beis hamikdash bezman, mein lasid lava, like we see in the Gro, as is well known in the Aderes Eliyahu, Bereishis Aleph Aleph, Bereishis Brias Hazman. The Bereishis is the creation of time. This is a special time without sin, pure, rein, as they say in Spanish, pure time without sin, and the, because at the beginning of time, at the beginning, God created time. And the special time, the time of Mikdash, the time of purity, the time of holiness, is Shabbos. And the Ramban writes that Lasid Lava, and we spoke about in the previous year, Shabbos is main Lasid Lava, it's going to be like before the sin. It says in the Pasuk, V'asu li Mikdash v'shachanti v'seicham, and it's known in Chazal, V'seich libo shall call echod ve'echod. And the explanation is that the Mikdash is going to be in each person, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that he has to build a Mishkan, Amar lefanav ribono shel olam yicholim la'asoto, Amar lo kol echad ve'echad behem shebehem yachol la'asoto, shene'emar me'et kol ish asher yedvenu libo. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's shaila was, do the Jewish people have the koyach to build a Mishkan? And the answer was that the Asiyas HaMikdash was through the Asiya of Kol Echad VeEchad, Ayidei Nidvas Liboi VeHakravasoi Shel Kol Echad VeEchad, Me'ez Kol Ish Asher Yidvenu Libo, from every person who has Nedibus HaLev. That's all the Jewish people need. We need Nedibus HaLev, and then we can build a Mishkan, and then there'll be a Mishkan in each person. V'chein Ma'amaram Adivrei Yishayahu Lo Yiru V'lo yashchitu b'chol har kodshi, ki mala ha'aretz de'at Hashem k'mayim liyam mechasim. Pasuk ma'od yadua. Har kodshi ze ha'lev. Ve'efo nimtza ha'yetzer hara? Ha'yetzer hara hu b'toch ha'lev. לעתיד לבוא את מלא הארץ דעת את השם, היינו שהלב יתמלא בדעה, אם כן אין מקום ליצר הרע. דעה חוכמה לנפשך. הדעה אינה ידיעת הדבר באלמה, אלא כניסתו בתוך תוכו לנפשך, שמרגיש את הדבר בתוכו. It says that in the end of days, there's not going to be any evil any destruction in my holy mountain, because the earth is going to be filled with the knowledge of Hashem, like the water fills the sea. What is Har Kodshi? Har Kodshi is the heart. That's where the Yetzirah resides. Lasid Lavo, when the world is going to be filled with Deya, in other words, the heart is going to be filled with Deya, there's going to be no room for the Yetzirah. Like we say in the Shir, De'ei Chochma l'nafshecha v'ketzer l'roshecha. De'ei Chochma l'nafshecha v'ketzer. So what does this mean? Das is not just the Yidias HaDover Be'alma, it's not something external knowledge, but rather, it's a Knisa L'Seich Seichoi, mamish to the Pnimius of the Inyan. De'ei Chochma l'nafshecha, into your soul. And that's what's going to happen at the end of days. The Das is going to enter into the Pnimius, into the Kishkas. We have that, like we have the Nedivus HaLev for the Mishkan. So in the end of days, this heart, that right now already can be giving, but there's going to be no room for the Yetzer Hara. It's going to be filled with Das Hashem. Also in Tehillim. Mi Ale Behar Hashem, Umi Akum Bimkom Kodesho. Neki Chapayim Uvar Levav, Biuro, Shal Yidei Abar Levav, Halev Anaki Umale Chuchma, Yichshar La'alot Behar Hashem. Ve'asu Li Mikdash, V'shachanti B'tocham. Va'idei Ma'ashem Makdish Kol Echad Et Libo L'Hashem. Who is going to go up in the mountain of Hashem? Who is going to stand in His holy place? Neki Chapayim, one with a clean hand. Ubar Levav, a pure heart. And the explanation is that through the pure heart, the heart that is clean, pure, filled with Chachma, then he can go up to the Har Hashem. V'lo yiru v'lo yashchitu v'chol har behar kodshi, like we said before the Pasuk. V'chol har kodshi, the Har Kodesh, they're the ones who can go on the mountain of Hashem. When you're a bar levav, when you have a pure heart, you can go up the mountain of Hashem. You can be so holy, filled with, we said before that this lev is the Mishkan Yetzer Hara. But if a person's a Ki Chapayim Ubar Levav, then he can go up the Har Hashem. Because he has this pure heart, he can get close to Hashem. Ve'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham. Everybody's makdish their heart to Hashem. And that's v'shachanti b'soicham. But the Beis HaMikdash is the lev of kol echad ve'echad. V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti kol echad ve'echad. That we purify ourselves and we can become a walking Mishkan. And that's also the Indian of Shabbos. The Shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, la'asas es ha-Shabbos. There's bracha and kedusha and Shabbos. Aval him mitmazeget im ha-adam b'midav u'machshir et atzmo l'chach. Shabbos is very holy, but Shabbos can be enmeshed. A person can assimilate Shabbos into his personality. La'asot et ha-Shabbat. He's making Shabbos l'doiroisam. What does it mean, l'doiroisam? For the generations. L'diroisam, for the dearest. That your heart receives Shabbos and there's no more Yetzahar in your heart. All there is Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos. So we guard the Shabbos, we make the Shabbos, we make a Dira for the Shabbos. La'as is the Shabbos, l'diratam. We make Shabbos our place of dwelling, of purity. The Kedusha Samakom, just like Kedusha Sazman, is telling a person's Asiya. Beit HaMikdash nitkadesh la'avodah b'mizbeach v'la'torah b'aron. So we have the avoid on the mizbeach, we have Torah in the aron. So too, asiyato shel kol echad la'avodah b'torah. It's RSC as well, avodah Torah. And in the hemshech l'zeh, you have Shabbos. Sheschar lo avida l'gluye b'torah. Schara hu Torah. Or that the seichel becomes Torah. Do you understand why you're doing what you're doing? Torah was given on Shabbos because on Shabbos you can understand Torah better. And Shabbos is learning Torah. And there's Yira. Yira'ucha im Hashemesh. Im Shemesh, the Pasuk says. We will be seen to God with the sun. In other words, standing before Hashem is Yira'ucha, it's Yira. And you're davening there the parak begins. L'shlomo Elokim mishpatech l'melech tein v'tzidkatzich l'ben melech of Shlomo. O Hashem, endow the king with your judgments, the king's son with your righteousness. Yodin amcho b'tzedek v'aniyecha v'mishpat, he should judge your people rightly, your lowly ones justly. Yis'u arim shalom la'am, u'gvot b'tzedakah, let the mountains produce well-being for the people, the hills the reward of justice. Yishpot aniyayam yoshi l'vnei ayom v'idakei oshek, let him champion the lowly among the people, deliver the needy folk, and crush those who wrong them. Yira'ucha im shamish, v'lefnei areach dor dorim. Let them fear you as long as the sun shines, while the moon lasts generations on end. Mimenu Rashi says, Yomadu Yisrael yira'utcha, ko yimei ha'shemesh ha'areach v'dor dorim. Mimeni, from me, the Jewish people, from the king, the Jewish people will learn to fear you, Hashem, for all the generations. But the point is that we're making, that the Pasuk is saying, Yira'ucha, let them fear you as long as the sun shines. Because when they're Yira'ucha, it also means to be seen. When we're seen before Hashem, we also fear. And that's Lefan of Navo, Biyur of Afachar, and that's Shabbos. Shabbos is Lifnei Hashem, like the Mikdash. The difference is that in the Mikdash, Yesh Bo Ri'iya, that everybody comes up to see and to be seen. And Shabbos, the chisaron is that we don't have ri'iya, because we have a chisaron in our lasos is a Shabbos. So if on Shabbos a person doesn't feel the mile of Torah and tefillah, that's really what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the mikdash, and the mikdash had the avodah, the mizbeach, which is avodah, which is serving Hashem, prayer, and then there's tefillah, and then there's Torah, that's tefillah, and then there's Torah, which is the aron. So we have that on Shabbos also. And if we don't feel it on Shabbos, it's because of our chisar, not because of the chisar of Shabbos. So we have to make a makom in the leiv to prepare to accept Shabbos. We yiftach libeinu b'torah tov, yasem b'libeinu avatov yirato. P'tichat ha-leiv hi b'torah. K'mo shemvuar b'sifri v'avta at Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha. V'chiyech afshar le'ahov at Hashem. El ha'idei v'ayu ha'dvarim ma'el asher orchim b'tzavcha yom ha'levavecha. Ha'akara. שיכול האדם להכיר את פרעה, להיפגש עמו. זה בתורה. Loving Hashem, how do you love Hashem, say Chazal? By v'hayu הדבר המעלה, by learning Torah. אשר נוכים צורכם על רבך, that's how you do the v'havta as Hashem. We see there in that parak in Veschana. Recognition of Hashem is through Torah. And that's dependent on us, if we have to open up our hearts. We yiftach libeinu b'torato, lo rak mochenu, our hearts. How did you elevate your heart to Yiras Hashem? It's through tefillah. The Chazal say, daber al bnei Yisrael v'yikhu li truma. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, harimu atzvechem b'tefilatchem. Hashem says, elevate yourself with your tefillahs, v'yikhu li truma. Truma miloshan harama. Elevate yourself with your tefillahs. When a person davens, he can elevate his heart to Hashem. Yitromamut ad kedei riyat Hashem, hi ba'avodah zot tefillah. Hasagat kol davar b'moto atzmo. Nachon she'achshara lakach tavo gam b'moto shavu. Shken mi she'tarach b'erev Shabbat, yochal b'Shabbat. Ba'avodah zot tchilata b'yom rishon, ach b'shara Shabbat. Tzich la'agi l'matzav shel la'asot et ha'Shabbat l'dorotam, l'dirotam. So during the week you have to prepare yourself. But comes Shabbos, that's when we make Shabbos the Diraisam. We make Shabbos our Dira. We elevate ourselves on Shabbos, B'tfila. Harim libo l'Hashem. Mizmor shir liyom ha-Shabbat. That's the special zimmer for this time of Shabbos. Tov lahodes l'Hashem is the inyan of tefillah. Ulezamer, as I'll say that you shouldn't learn without zimra. The zamer is Torah. V'kach l'shemcha elyon, your elevated name. So Shabbos is the day where you get to Hashem's name. You get to see and be seen like in the Mikdash if we're Zercha. So that's Shabbos. That's the Mizmor Shir, the Yom HaShabbos. Tov lahodes l'Hashem tefillah. Ulezamer Torah l'shemcha elyon. So it's Hashem, we will continue these shiurim, and we will see more and more neflos. Mitaras Hashem, please stay tuned. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.